It's July 9th, 2018. This is Gaia McGahee. I'm sitting in Sunshine Valley at Claire Cote's house with her and Olivia, little Olivia in the background. We're here to talk a little bit about Cuesta Stories and what this project is, who it's for, and what it means for us. And I'm wondering if I can just start, since it's a project about people's stories, if I can actually just begin by asking you a question, Claire. Maybe you can tell us where you grew up.
I grew up very near here. I grew up in El Rito, which is 7 miles north of Cuesta, and about 3.5 miles as the crow flies from here, where I now live with my husband and kids. Yeah, I've called this home for my whole life, basically, this area.
And I guess the follow-up question is, what do you love about this place? Because you've stayed.
Yeah, I chose to leave for education and then chose to come back. Well, I guess number one is it is really home to me, and I knew that it was a beautiful place growing up, but going away helped me to see its unique and maybe less easily detected beautiful qualities, and not always beautiful in the most traditionally aesthetic ways, but it's complex and it's interesting, and there's room for growth, and I feel like there's a place for me to be here.
I observe that, or I get that definitely coming through the way that you work and the way that you are in your life here and in community. And I think that's been inspiring to me, and I'm glad that we're able to collaborate on this project, because I think that we both have like this love of New Mexico, and also, maybe it's something that's unique to not just New Mexico, but like a big wide open country that's like rural, and you find people kind of living in a special relationship with the place that they've chosen to be in, like sort of especially in New Mexico, having to live in a way that respects the dryness or the like intensity of like the natural world around us, you know, the intensity of rainstorms, and you're out here in this big open valley, and so you can really see the storms coming, and also like you live in a way that you're sheltered from wind, you know, right here where we sit at this moment in this little shady spot under these trees that you've planted and cultivated here just to create shade out in this big openness. And I think for me, I'm from New Mexico, but coming up to northern New Mexico to live now, what I have found compelling about being here is that there are a lot of people to learn from, like to learn how to live in relationship to this place from people who have a lot of knowledge. You know, that goes like, that's just like from the actual resources, like how you harvest your wood and get ready for winter and maybe harvest rainwater, but also like, you know, the traditional foods that are still made, or the way people are growing food out here and using, borrowing other methods or using newer methods to do that. Yeah, what I love is there's a lot to listen to, a lot of people to listen to. And I think that's rich. So maybe, I guess my next question, third question, is if you might explain from your perspective what is Cuesta Stories. Because this is something that I know you had an intention to do for a long time and have some history with, too, oral histories and recording.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Cuesta Stories is the beginning of a culmination of an idea that's been forming for me sort of since I came back to live here after going away to college and grad school. And just to connect with and document and then share the stories of this particular place and the many different experiences and perspectives that people have within this place. And to, I guess, also draw those out, because sometimes they're basically, this place is just is thick with experience and stories from yesterday to prehistory and earlier. I mean, there's human stories is what we're focusing mostly on, but there's also lots of mm-hmm. other stories that we can kind of unearth. So
yeah.
That's a big part of what of my attraction is. I really like looking at the layers of place and how a place becomes a place through time.
The relationship between the people and the world, the larger world around us, is like you said, it's very thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a way that you can ask a person, like, what does water mean to you? Or and like, it's more than water, because there's infrastructure around it too, and there's like it's a community resource. There are acequias, there's responsibilities, there's like a shared knowledge of how to use it, and a shared knowledge of like when it's not enough, like the shortage, and like people carrying that. So yesterday we were together in the middle of a rainstorm, and we were in a room with almost 100 other people during that same rainstorm, which was remarkable, because when it began to rain, everyone started to clap and to be with everyone who's got that value, and that like they're taking notice, and not only taking notice, but like, gosh, like celebrating that event. That was pretty special just in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So Cuesta's stories, I think that this is something we've said to each other. Essentially, we're extending an invitation then to people in Cuesta, to the community that we've come to know and that you've grown up around, to have their story recorded, whatever portion they want to tell and however long. And we've got the chance to do that a few times so far. And the idea is that these stories will be archived and saved, and as well as we can do this, like save them for posterity by creating an archive online, so they're safely housed and they're more easily accessible.
So it's a collection point of, in a way, anything that can be digitized. Images that tell stories, and images that maybe capture people's relationship to objects or places, as well as actual historical or family photographs, if people want to share those. And also, of course, audio recordings of the traditional oral history, so that we actually get people's stories digitally recorded. And then also conversations that are a little bit more informal, kind of like this one, because sometimes the exchange of information and ideas somehow draws out ideas or memories that we don't necessarily access without others' help. So conversations are also, and events. Yesterday, Gaia mentioned that event, that there was some recording of presentations that people made. And so a variety of different ways. And it's also not just, we're not seeing this as our project at all, that this actually is a community resource. And so we're not collecting these with an end result in mind, other than a shared resource, a commons, like Gaia mentioned, that mm-hmm. that there could be many possible outcomes that could make these things even more accessible to people. There could be a book made from some of the things. There could be a movie or a video, or there could be different things that make them accessible to people in new ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about the fact, like, helping to bring them all into one place and helping them to exist, as that's our sort of basic first goal.
Right, our role. It's kind of a conservation strategy, so that like whatever is made down the road, like this is the raw creative material that maybe someone will use, and even a younger generation will have access to, and they may be the ones who determine some of those outcomes. So we just are beginning a project that we hope will live on for
yep.
a long time.
And that more and more others will become involved with and
right.
become players in that, and that stories that have already been collected orally and audially, written, that these stories can be contributed, not taken away from their source. The idea is not to take them away from this community, it's just to make them more accessible, and so that they are all sort of brought together into a place where they can all be found.
And it's really important to acknowledge that a lot of the people that are part of this community don't live here now. They live outside of the boundaries of this valley and this, you know, big place. They've gone away to work and live maybe in bigger cities, and that's not untypical of small communities. I think that's the other part, is to make sure that the stories from people living in Cuesta still and around in other communities like Costilla, Amalia, Cerro, Lama, like these different voices can be listened to at this archive.
Because of the technology of these being online, we can have them be listened to by someone in Albuquerque or Denver or New Zealand or wherever.
Right.
People who have come from these places have chosen to end up with their lives, because there are so many people who have a connection to Cuesta or Cerro or Costilla, Amalia, all these little places that are right around our communities here that would like to be able to either contribute stories or also to be able to listen to other stories. So, yes.
I think that's good. I think that's a wrap.